tree line of life, and this is not forever. Yes?
While he that has his abode and dwelling place in the orb is plunged in that light continually.
That Darvish we were talking about, he's always in the imagination of that moon, because he tries to reflect that moon towards the others. You remember, Darvish is the fellow that tries to receive the message and hand it to the others. Yes?
Neither does cloud waylay him, nor setting of the sun. He is delivered from heart-wringing separation. Such a person's origin was from the heavens, or if he was of the earth, he has been transmuted.
This fellow either is a genius who was given this gift, so he's from the heaven, or is a hard worker who learned, then he was gifted, then he became heavenly. Yes?
Because a creature of earth cannot endure that its beam should strike upon it everlastingly. If the radiance of the sun strike upon the earth continually, it will be burned in such wise that no fruits will come from it.
You never thought of that. It says, then you don't understand the limitation that I started to talk about at the beginning of book two. It said, everything has portion, dimension, a limit. Accept what he's giving. Look around you. Whatever you see is a timeless stuff which needs a lot of preparation and physical readiness and all that. But when we talk about inspiration, it just comes. Timeless. Nobody knows what is going on. Here he will say, the fellow who was earthly, he could become heavenly. Why? Because our physical stuff doesn't exist if there is always the sun. If there is always the sun in the sky, you will burn and there will be nothing left for you. But you don't value the nights when you think about agriculture, do you? You don't understand me. The sun is good, but limited. When you become enlightened, then the light is limitless. In existence is always limited. And he will change it to a better example that he loves very much. He will say, you know what? Think about living in the water. That's the thing that only fish will do. You cannot. You love it when you go in the water, but you need to come out. This is why we say we become the fish of this ocean. When you become the fish of this ocean, you cannot live outside. You're always in the water. Yes?
The business of the fish is always in the water. How has a snake the power of accompanying it on its way?
Why did he bring from all animals the snake? Intelligent, the serpent. This one will come out of the water. It could go in the water, but should come out. The fish is in the water. Yes?
But in the mountain are artful snakes who perform the actions of fish in this sea.
And when I'm talking like that, don't take it physically. Because I know a lot of people in this mountain. You know where is mountain for Rumi? Mm-hmm. His existence is the mountain to him. Just in this mountain, I have seen the serpents that they live like a fish, even in the mountain. Yes?
Though their cunning makes the people mad, still their aversion to the sea exposes them as hypocrites. And in this sea are artful fish, who by magic turn snakes into fishes. The fish of the deepest depth of the sea of majesty, the sea has taught them lawful magic. Therefore, through their illumination, the absurd became a fact. The ill-starred one went auspicious.
I don't know if this one is translatable, but because he's playing with the word again. The word is mohal. Mohal means impossible, and hal means now, their existence. He's playing with these two and say, they will change the mohal, they will change the impossible to hal. Do you remember? He's talking about hal, that feeling in this moment that we are talking about. We say, therefore, the impossible came hal from them, and the filthy one went away, and some good news came out of it. Yes?
Though I should speak on this topic till the resurrection, 100 resurrections would pass, and this discourse would still be incomplete.
Translation.
We'll hear more later.
Means I tried my best, and I gave you the different examples of looking at the life and death and understanding why a human being has another kind of life out of life and death of the animal. Because we have seen that exception. We have seen the people who have changed. And why he's talking? He's thinking about himself. Because he was metamorphed. He believed in what it is written on the paper. He believed in the philosophy and the religion in his time, and he knew it all, right? He was almost a scientist and a philosopher and a lawmaker, name it. Then a guy came and showed him that you were silly. You're nothing, because your life is not worth it living. And he was surprised when he realized the guy was right. He changed. He became another fellow. What kind of fellow? He realized that the meaning of life is different to him now. He explained it that before Shams, somehow I was thinking that the death is the end of it. Now I understand, we are playing a game which is going to go on for centuries. We are planting some seed in the spirit of a few handful people, and we hope that in the future it will grow up to make a forest. This is what it is. Who will plan for that new forest of wisdom if we don't? Only we do. Yes, a minority of our people are trying to cultivate something for the future. For the future, that our physical existence is even ridiculous. When so many centuries passes, what is really the matter with the blood and the flesh of all saints and good people? Nothing. Nobody worries about that. Not even they was thinking about that. Because we have realized that there is another dimension of existence for us, which is timeless. Nobody knows how long the speech I make today will long last. I mean Rumi. He was not thinking. If somebody will tell him that, do you know that 800 years from now, they will read your book, they will say, pity, they will still need this silly stuff. I hope they will be much better than that. Because this is what he's looking for. Because this is what he believes his meaning is. And this is why he puts his effort to do this, right? To teach us something by experience, because he has seen it. So he explained it that, listen, when I'm talking about death, I'm talking about the death of the body, of the flesh. The spirit doesn't die. If you become spiritual, you have an extended life, and you feel it because you will enjoy it. When you have a part in it, you will say, oh yes, we are all in it, so it's going to happen. Explain it here and there and there and there, and at the end, say, listen, this is stuff. If I say it up to Qiyamat, after 100 Qiyamat, this is not finished. You understand it. But pay attention to that Qiyamat. That Qiyamat that he's saying is the judgment day, which is now. Aha! He will say, so many of this moment will be lost. Because if you're waiting all these moments that my speech will be finished, and you understand it all, you're wasting the moments. You should try to arrive to that moment of enlightenment that everything will change for you. Then you will understand the meaning of the real life. The worthy part of life is what we offer to we. It has nothing to do with that I. Okay. It's not finished yet, because the next paragraph is the ritual of the listeners and the murids. Then he will go to the animal that they will understand where the enemy is. Then he will explain to you there is a difference between understanding something really you or imitating somebody who has understood that. And he will explain the last stuff to you. Then listen, denying something and proving something are combined together. Whenever you are proving something, you are denying something. Then we will talk about the final and the remaining of a dervish. Then you will arrive to the last big story, which is a little bit dangerous, yes, people. Okay, where were we? چون بلال از ضعف شد همچون هلال رنگ مرگ افتاد و روی بلال جفت او دیدش بگفتا وا حرب پس بلالش گفت نه نه یا طرب تا کنونم در حرب بودم ز زیست تو چه دانی مرگ چون عیش از تو چیست این همین گفت و رخش در عین گفت نرگس و گلبرگ و لاله میشه تاب رو و چشم پر انوار او می گواهی داد بر گفتار او هر سیاه دل می سیاه دیدی برا مردم دیده سیاه من چرا مردم نادیده باشد رو سیاه مردم دیده بود مرآت ما خود که بیند مردم دیده ای تو را در جهان جز مردم دیده فضا چون به غیر مردم دیدش ندید پس به غیر او که پس به غیر او که در رنگش رسید پس جزو جمله مقلد آمدند در صفات مردم دیده بلند گفت جفتش الفراق خوش خسال گفت نه نه الوسال است الوسال گفت جفتم شب قریبی می روی از تبار و خیش قایب می شوی گفت نه نه بلکه امشب جان من می رسد خود از قریبی در وطن گفت رویت را کجا بینیم ما؟ گفت آن در حلقه خاص خدا حلقه خاصش به تو پیوسته است گر نظر بالا کنی نسیم پست اندر آن حلقه ز رب العالمین نور میتابد چو در حلقه نگیم گفت ویرانگر